happy Friday.
Yeah, I love myself a Friday. I do. I, my wife says, what are you going to do today? I said, I don't know. It's Friday. Does it matter? So today, I'm going to talk about conversation and ugly sweaters and all that stuff, because conversations are coming. And here's the deal. This time of year, we are going to get smacked right in the face with conversations that we're going to love and we're going to hate, and they're going to make us uncomfortable, and we're not going to know what to do, and we're going to stomp out of the house and right, I go to that party again this year. Let's talk about that today. It is coming. It's going to happen. So we're going to deal with it. It is a daily boost from motivationtomove.com. It's the positive boost you need every single day. Yeah, just me kind of hanging out, you know, little Scott Logic, guy that thought he was going to be a disc jockey his entire life and one day said, wait a second, if I'm going to speak words, I'm going to speak words that make a difference instead of just giving away pizza. And here I am a long time later, a whole long time later, wondering how I got here, but glad I did, and being able to help you every single day, because it's very simple. I have one simple drive. You wonder what my motivation is every single day? Here it is. Come here. Everybody wants to know, what is this? It can be a bit of a contrarian sometimes when it comes to the motivational world. But I just look at what people talk and look at what works and what doesn't work. And there are things that work and things that don't work. But at the end of the day, choice, my ability to make a choice to do what I want to do in my life is the number one thing for me. If I get out of bed every single day, I just want to know that I have the ability to make a choice and I have the means to be able to follow through with it. The means meaning could be money, could be the physical health, could be the relationships, could be the resources, could be anything. Choice and means is what drives me, pure and simple. And because of that, when I get out of bed every single day, as long as I have choice and means, I find myself very content, very driven, and wanting to move forward. I keep it that simple. And I hold the bar right there. It's like, no, I don't want to do that. I'm going to change and do it the way I feel I want to do it. Call me self-centered. You are too. That you are. Anyway, if you wonder what I'm all about, I'm glad to have you. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at motivationmove.com. Every Friday, I ask a simple question. How do you want to feel? How do you want to feel? Now, if I were you and I'm sitting in my car, maybe, or got a few minutes after this show's over, I would change the wording a little bit. I would say, how do I want to feel? It's a silly little word, but we're emotional creatures. Silly little sentence, I should say, question. But we're emotional creatures. And if we don't stop and check in with yourself and say, how do I want to feel? And the answer should be good, right? I hope. Yes. Okay. I think, yeah, it should be. And if it is, at least it jars you back in the reality of, wait a second. I know the day's busy. I know I'm frustrated with this and that that's going on. And maybe it's not going the way I want it to go, but I want it to go in a different way. I want to feel differently. It jars you into it. So take a few minutes into it. It's a very simple assignment. I promise if you do it, you'll feel better. It's ugly sweater time of the year. It really is. I have an ugly sweater. I don't wear it. You know why? It's ugly. I don't like it. My wife bought it for me for a Christmas party. I like this sweater. But you know what? Every time I wear that ugly sweater, it makes great conversation. Now, sometimes you go to an ugly sweater party and people are there and, you know, they go, oh, nice ugly sweater. Is that even possible to say that? But ugly sweater season, too much eggnog has arrived. The holiday season is upon us. And that means you're going to be involved in some conversations. More conversations than maybe you usually have with people that you usually don't talk to, maybe more people than you ever wanted to talk to than any other time of the year, maybe in your whole life. Stuff's going to happen. You're going to be at the store and you're going to run into conversations. You're going to be at parties into conversations. You're going to go to a holiday party if they're going to do those this year, office party, things like that. There's going to be conversations. There's going to be people there that you're not going to like, and people that Uncle Bob's going to show up, and you know what he does. And he says, yeah. So it's going to happen. It's coming. Get used to it. Just right now, just does not. That sounds so negative. Scott. It's not negative. It's just me looking at the world saying, huh, a pre-planned response to what's coming up. This might happen. How might I handle it if that does happen? That's all this is. Have you ever had 15 windows on your computer open, trying to keep up with all the moving parts of your life? Man, that is me all the time. But I found a solution. It's a pretty cool one, too. Notion combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. It's really awesome. And it's flexible. You can use it any way you want to. Everything else is way too restrictive. These productivity tools you find, they sometimes lock you in a box, and that's not good. By the way, today's Daily Boost was originated and created using Notion. It's great for pulling together and organizing lots of information into a workable system or a podcast. And the fully integrated Notion AI will help you work faster, write better, and think bigger doing tasks that normally take hours and seconds. Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/dailyboost. That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/dailyboost. to try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show, The Daily Boost. Notion.com/Daily Boost. So I want to make sure you enjoy every conversation you have, and I want you to remember two things to do that. First, unless you live under a rock, you will find yourself in the middle of a calorie and alcohol-induced conversation. That, as Dave Ramsey would say, that's stupid. Now, I avoid conversations like that. I just don't even hear them in most cases. I'm talking to somebody at the gym and they're just being, you know, silly, saying silly stuff, politics, opinion, stuff like that. I did stupid. I don't even want to hear it. I don't care about it. I just move on. But if I'm at a holiday party when I'm trying to make conversation with and not be a guy standing in the corner, I got to deal with it, don't I? So what do you do when that happens? When something is just really bugging you a little bit, and trust me, I'm a guy that turns into things, and I will have a conversation with you. I will debate things with you if the opportunity is right. I'm that guy. But if that happens, I want you to keep two words in mind. Those two words, stupid. Just keep that in mind. Don't say it out loud. No, just stupid. Keep your mouth shut. You might want to smile if you can. Maybe nod a little bit here or there. You can change the subject if possible. Sometimes when you're talking with a stupid conversation, it's impossible to change the subject because the person that you're talking to is... Take a walk outside. It's awesome. You can do that. Here's the thing. Never let anybody else ruin your day, no matter what happens. In fact, the question we ask at the beginning of the show, how do I want to feel? If you just say, I want to feel great, and nobody gets to do that. And you can have any conversation you want to have. And just remember, as you're going through the holiday season, that these are passing conversations. These are folks that you're not going to talk to. It's like going to your class reunion after 20 or 30 or 40 years and getting offended by what somebody says. Really? It's been 40 years. Do you really care? No. Now, that leads me to the next thing. Because now, once we have the negative stuff out of the way, because Uncle Bob and Aunt Betty are going to be there and they're going to do what they do, cookies and bottles of wine. And it's going to be kind of crazy. Negatives out of the way now. Let's talk about the most fun you can have and how you can be the most interesting person at any event, any room you ever attend. Now, by the way, this is not just for the Christmas season or the holiday season. It's not. It's just intensified this time of year. But this is for year round. You go to the gym and be a very interesting, attractive person. You can go to a conference and be a very interesting, attractive person. How do you do that? Well, what you have to remember is that everybody is broadcasting a radio station in their mind. You might have heard this before, WIIFM. What's in it for me? That's it. Now, in the world that I live in, I get accused sometimes about talking about myself a lot, and I tend to use myself as a metaphor in stories, and then yeah, maybe I do. I agree, but you know what? I understand that if I really want to get your attention, I need to talk to you about what's in it for you. I need to make you the most interesting person. So the secret to starting or participating in a conversation that will make you a communications expert beyond what anybody else could teach you, even me, you'll be better than me at this if you just do that. Never make it about you. It's cardinal sin. And if you're in business and you're doing marketing and things like that, don't make it about you. It's about the customer. Always make it about the person you're speaking with. When you do, magic happens. So here's the rule I do. And I actually learned this years and years ago. I spoke of class reunions a little bit ago. I've been to a number of class reunions. I don't think I'm going to go again because those folks are getting old. I'm like, I don't want to hang out with these old people. I'm not that old. The trick I learned a long time ago at a class reunion was instead of, you know, doing the mindless conversation, instead of me having to talk about myself and to people that have no idea what I'd done, they have no idea what my family's like, it doesn't matter to anybody. What I did was I continually focused the conversation on them, trying to learn as much as I can about them in that conversation. Now, when you do that, when you ask somebody a question, when you're really paying attention to them, trying to find out a lot about them, they become really interested in you. So the rule is this. When you make others the most interesting person in the room, you become the most interesting person in the room. So as the holiday season approaches and you're going to run into those conversations that will be unsightly and unmannered and just uncomfortable and that kind of stuff, remember, this too shall pass. It'll be back next year, but it shall pass this year. And even in those situations, you can become the most interesting person in the room if you focus your attention on everybody else and watch what happens. By the way, when I do it, what happens is people get so interested because I'm just putting so much attention on them. They start asking me all kinds of questions. So the game is this. The game is always to grab their question about me that would be talking about myself and spin it back around into something that relates to them. That's the game. Essentially, the game is never let anybody find out anything about you. You're just finding out stuff about them, and they love you. They will. They will find some things out about you. Don't worry about that. It's going to happen. But that's this game I play. Okay. Do me a favor. Go check out my book. It's a great gift for guys. The 5-Minute Gratitude Journal for Men. You can just go to dailygratitudeboost.com. Check it out on the Amazon page and order it. Lots of folks are buying it. Lots of great reviews. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And if you want to communicate with me, the one and only place that I tend to do it these days is a private Facebook group where I feel safe. I dig you people. Come on over. dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. It's a safe, cool place, motivating place, nice people, and I will be there for you every single day, at least a little bit.